Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Ready for another week ahead. You're DJing. Speaking of DJing, can I plug our sort of Christmas party? Friday, the 8th of December, me and Joe Smith DJs. On the DJ decks. It is a place called Canvas in Manchester. It's like a Sloppy Joe's Christmas party. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there, giving it our all. Ethan's in Barcelona, which is a shame. But we'll play a couple of songs for him.
Yeah.
Tickets are only £10. They're in the link below. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, come
it's
down.
It's going to be a great
what
night.
What is it, just a big party?
It's just a big party.
A big so what kind of... Pardon me, what kind of night are we expecting?
You can expect
go there, dancing?
Dancing.
Okay, love it.
Nat starting off, Nat Reese is brilliant. She's starting off DJing. She'll bring some 70s and 80s vibes. She also loves some pop music. Then we have got Matty White, my old boss. Great lad. He's like an indie rock and roll guy.
Love
Tom
it.
From the Lottery Winners. We'll be playing, I don't actually know, but he's Tom from the Lottery Winners and he's cool as fuck. And then me and you, ending off the night.
Yeah.
Happy bloody days.
Absolutely. Just some of the nastiest beats you've ever heard.
Nasty
so
beats.
Just twisted, sick. In you know, disgusting, filth core is the name of the genre. It's going to be so bad that you have to call your mum and say you're sorry.
Well, we've got about 20 tickets left, so be quick. Get into the description below.
Yes.
Have you been, Joe?
Oh, just swell, my old chum.
You have got a big celebration coming up in your family, do you not? Not your nephew's tractor party.
No,
loser. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving indeed. What's this? Hat, buckle, turkey, Native Americans.
Ooh. What?
It can only be one thing, Thanksgiving. You've already ruined it. Shouldn't have said that. Thanksgiving. I'll say it again.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What are the core principles of Thanksgiving? Like, why do Americans celebrate?
Historically.
Yeah.
I think what it's meant to do is to sort of retroactively... sort of retell the course of history as some kind of sharing of goods and services between the Native Americans and the Europeans who came over.
Oh.
It's sort of a blanket to go, what's all those atrocities there? The blanket of Thanksgiving. And we just lay that over the top and there's all bulges and, you know, millions of dead bison, millions of dead Native Americans. We go, flatten that down. Thanksgiving, everyone.
What's bison?
Hmm?
Millions of dead bison?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What is bison?
What is bison? The animal.
What?
Have you?
I couldn't tell you what a bison. Ethan, do you know what a bison
it's
is?
It's like a massive cow, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you never heard of a bison?
Never heard of a bison. Do you eat bison?
Oh, do you eat bison? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. It tastes like cow.
It's absolutely delicious. I've eaten bison before.
So why don't we eat it more?
Because most of them were killed.
Oh.
They just used to like. Ferry them up. What they'd do is they'd get loads of different horses in a row, and you get a herd of bison. Let's say a herd of bison, 5,000 strong.
It's a lot of bison, that.
You're telling me. Then what you do is you gather around, get your dogs, get your this, that, and the other. You scare them off a cliff. 5,000 bison dead. And basically, I think within
why didn't they want to eat them?
Well, they did. They would then get them and get their pelts, get their horns, get their meat, all that stuff. But eventually, there's only so many bison. So I think the Native Americans were eating bison pretty sort of, you know, eat one, grow one, eat one, grow one, for 15,000 years or 10,000 years or whatever it was. And then within about 100 years of the Europeans coming over, most of the bison were dead.
It's a bit like boar. Apparently, we bloody loved boar.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten boar?
Well, pig. Yeah, of course.
Boar.
What's the difference?
One's pink, one's brown. Boar.
Right.
Have you even had boar?
Boar.
Boar. Apparently, we ate all of them.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't have them anymore. Well, so it's not like we don't like them.
In some places in America, have you ever seen this, where there's like boar problems? An issue like wild boar just...
Well, like Jay-Z?
No.
99 problems, but a boar ain't one.
No, but a boar is one.
Oh,
boar
is
all 99. There's like just wild boar, there's too many of them.
Are they aggressive?
Yeah, really aggressive. They can kill a man easily.
Fuck off.
Yeah, easy.
One boar could kill a man.
Yeah. A man like you or
fuck off. I'd never die at the hands of a boar.
What was his name? Stannis Baratheon or whatever his name was. Robert Baratheon died to the hands of a boar, didn't he?
Robert Baratheon?
Oh, I don't know. The one true king in Lord of the Thrones. Da, 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 da. The
now, king did he die in Lord of the Rings by a boar or yeah. in real life?
No, in the show.
Oh.
But anyway, they're so rampant and so deadly, and they'll just eat all your crops, they'll eat your dog, they'll eat your wife.
Eat your dog.
They'll eat your blue bin, and then all the juice drips out the bottom. That you, there's just an unlimited hunting license on them. You don't even need a license. And I watched a video on YouTube. There's videos on YouTube of people in helicopters gunning down boars.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Links in the description below.
Yeah.
Just fucking taking them out. Absolute like...
Gunning them down?
Yeah, like sort of Vietnam, but, you know...
And they explode, less. Don't they, Drew? No, they like hit them in the head.
They explode?
And they don't explode.
They do. Like, they shoot them in the head, and the head just fucking bursts.
Yeah, but that's probably because... That's probably because of the bullet.
Probably
not
the
bullet's
the size of
because
a car.
Of the fucking, they don't just self-combust.
No, but like the heads would still blow up, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then what do they do with them? All these dead boars?
Well,
scrat them.
Eat them. Kill them. Kiss them.
Do you think any animals have ever gone to war with each other?
What, like organised?
Yeah. Or is definitely. War very much a human thing?
This is lovely, this. This is nice.
I generally was thinking this, like... Have the lions and the elephants ever just really gone at it? And I mean a lot of them.
Oh.
Not like shagging.
No. I don't think so, no.
I think so.
Go yeah, on. I think so.
I think different breeds of, like, monkeys and things would have formed alliances because they're a bit like us. Or maybe when the first humans evolved from the monkey to the man, there would have been a battle between those monkeys and men.
So he said animals then, didn't he?
Like, have you seen Planet of the Apes? I imagine that kind of scenario could have occurred in the early human.
What, like Neanderthal or whatever?
Yeah, he could have fought the monkeys.
Can I ask a very stupid question here?
Yeah.
Right, it's about evolution.
It's my favourite bit.
And I've been wondering about it for a while.
Yeah.
So humans evolved from like a cell to a fish.
Yeah.
To, I don't know, whatever then. And then the
bacteria.
Out, and then they got into, they didn't go backwards.
Yeah, they did.
They went from fish to bacteria?
No, they went from bacteria to cell. Some sort of fish.
Yeah.
Then they went on land. Cell. Then they went... Oh, no. What? No.
Well, I said they didn't take a step backwards. Even okay, shouted yeah. bacteria.
No, they didn't go
from bacteria.
Fish to bacteria.
No, they didn't. Anyway, so I'm trying to get this question right. Okay. So then humans were here.
Yeah.
Is there still fishes in the ocean
yeah.
that might one day become human?
Like,
we evolved, great. But is there another story happening?
Yeah.
And if not, why not? Because surely we evolved into humans.
Yeah.
Could that not be happening as we speak with other animals?
Yes. I think the answer is probably yes.
I know it'll take a long time, but...
I think the idea that another can't... I don't think they'd be humans necessarily because they wouldn't follow the exact same path. But I think the idea that another highly intelligent...
Dinosaur
type thing.
No,
not dinosaurs. Highly intelligent primate could evolve from a species that currently isn't that.
Wow.
Over the next million years.
Million,
that's
really?
Probably possible.
Well
yeah?
Look at the dolphins.
I'm looking at them.
Well, the Miami dolphins.
Well, they're just intelligent.
Right.
So you think, could a dolphin one day become like a human dolphin?
Well, have you seen that episode of The Simpsons? When all the dolphins come out the water and they batter up the humans
and
that.
They predict stuff. The Simpsons are very good at predicting stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen soon. Don't panic.
Yeah.
All I'm saying
certainly not before what?
Christmas. Half two. I think that, you know, we only be naive to think that we're here because obviously we've evolved, and let's not put the brakes on any other species evolving.
There's been other sort of humanoid type species, haven't there? We mentioned it before, Neanderthal. What was the other one, like Australopithecus or whatever? That's quite human-like.
Oscar Pistorius?
No.
Oh. He's still in prison.
He is human. Although, if anything, he was more evolved, wasn't he? Because he was sort of part man, part machine.
Yeah, but that wasn't by choice, was it?
No, I guess not. There's been other human-like species in the past that have died out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Neanderthals were pretty human-like. In the grand scheme of things. So the idea of another one happening is I would say, very likely.
That'd be unbelievable, isn't it?
I would say, in my absolutely no expert opinion whatsoever, I could be completely wrong, I don't know anything.
So they don't know what they're just guessing. They don't know what they've got themselves in store for, do they?
No. I have got a B in AS level biology, so, you know, if any of us is going to predict the future, it's probably going to be me.
I like to think that in the early 12th century,
yeah,
there was an animal war.
Right.
Monkeys versus tigers or something like that. Big old, you know, the great war of the monkey versus the tiger.
Yeah.
And that's taught about in tiger school. The monkeys still know of it.
Yeah. When you say tiger school, do you mean tiger club at Butlins?
No. You don't get any. No. I mean, like, well, did... I'm going to stop speaking.
No, say it.
No.
Do tigers have schools? Is that what you were going to say? I don't know. It depends what we classify as war. There we go. So is war any sort of group killing that is done for food and survival-based reasons?
Nah, I meant...
What's the definition of a war?
Like, I don't know.
You imagine a little monkey pushing some, like, little chips around a table, like...
And then the invasion.
Attack on the left.
Attack on the left. Anyway, like, well, if you know of any wars,
a monkey with a little general's hat on war room. That's what you're imagining.
Yeah.
Seeing CCTV of 15 other monkeys with night vision goggles on, going in and assassinating a tiger who's sleeping with 8 women tigers around him. blow the front door off the tiger's room and then bury him at sea.
Yeah. We're in risky territory. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right, innit? I don't know.
Oh,
Osama bin Laden.
We stop this wonderful podcast from a message by our sponsors. Mm. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe... Yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair. Mm. And that really got me down. Mm. And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot, and it's something that I think, especially in the past, was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, in the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it.
Yeah.
I ordered suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo.
Yeah.
You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower.
Yeah.
And I'd be showering my hair and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah.
The first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because before, you know, you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Whose quote said that? Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is SloppyJoes33. That is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got.
Mm-hmm.
The Full Works.
Oof.
It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins. Okay.
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now. How was Thanksgiving?
Delicious. The day itself couldn't really have been more ruined, if I could be so bold.
Why?
So originally, it was meant to be me, mum, dad, two sisters, both sisters' kids.
And a bucket of vindaloo.
Huh?
And a bucket of vindaloo.
What's happening?
Me and me mum and me dad and me gran and a bucket of vindaloo. Ah, that's the song.
The vindaloo song.
Fat Les.
It's mad that it was called Fat Les, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's not get too off track here. Let's get to your Thanksgiving story.
That was the original cast and crew. Mm. The night before, one sister, we're out. We can't come. My daughter's poorly. She's vomiting out of every hole.
Oh.
Can't keep anything down, bless her. Sad times.
It looks like a bit like vindaloo.
It does, a bucket of oil as well. She's out. So now we've got sister, her son, mum, dad, me. We've been here before. We can do this.
Yeah.
I drive to Worksop. As I'm wont to do in these situations.
Yeah.
When I arrive, I check my phone, still in the car. Other sister.
You're parked up though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pulled up.
Parked up. Handbrake on.
She texts the group chat. I've done my back again.
Oh, fucking
hell. No.
Classic.
No, not classic. That isn't classic. That's not something that's ever happened before. Don't say classic, Ethan. Like, that happens all the time. You can stop laughing as well. Not classic. It's not classic. Anyone?
Oh, sorry. Carry on. She's done a backing. What's she?
She's already done a backing before, right?
How's she doing a backing? It's quite a big thing to do, isn't it? Your backing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad as well. Proper smashed her backing, right? Okay. So her back's gone. She's rang a doctor who has said, "Oh, it should be, you know, whatever." And then she rings the hospital.
No.
It's like the first.
I didn't. It's the worst doctor I've ever heard in my life. Oh, it should be whatever, but anyway, no. What did the doctor say?
So at first we thought, oh, it should be fine, whatever.
Fucking hell.
Then she rings another doctor who's actually seen her before, and they say, you have to go into A&E immediately.
What?
Because it could, who knows what's going on. So I get to her house, she's laid on the floor. Then my,
what was you?
So then my dad has to take her to A&E. So they're now both gone. So it's now me, my mum, and my nephew for big Thanksgiving dinner. My mum's made two pumpkin pies, a pumpkin cheesecake. We've got baguettes hanging out our arses. There's that many of them. She's got turkey.
So does
she's
your
got,
sister.
She's got...
Oh, no.
What was that?
Nothing.
What was that? Show yourself.
He does this.
Show yourself, Ethan. Cut to your camera now or you're sacked. Cut to it now.
That's a one.
Cut to your camera now or you're physically sacked.
Sorry.
Baguettes hanging everywhere.
Baguettes hanging everywhere.
Did you hear what he said?
She made everything.
Go on, carry on.
We've got cranberry sauce. We've got stuffing. We've got everything. My mum... stuffing.
Pigs in blankets?
No, isn't this Thanksgiving? It's not...
circumcised.
Joe McGrath's Big Tuesday. So, all of this banquet, this platter that my mum's made, there's two of us eating it essentially because this kid's too. So that was a sad joke.
Were part of you a bit delighted though?
Go on.
Why? Because you're like, fucking hell. Can eat more for me.
It was great. Yeah. And I had a lovely chat with my mum and it was a really nice day.
Yeah.
So it was three of us. It was meant to be seven or eight of us. It ended up being three. Then my dad gets back from the hospital. He dropped my sister off. Fend for herself. I mean, what are we going to do?
Just bring her around some food?
What are we going to do? Stand with her? No. No, because she's been... well, I'll tell you in a minute. So then the nephew now needs to go to sleep. So to do that, he has to go in his pram. So now my dad takes the nephew and goes out with him. So now it's just two of us.
Yeah.
It's literally like three in a bed or whatever it's called. Every so often, roll over, one fell out. So it's just me and my mum left for Thanksgiving. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the day it was meant to be. It wasn't what the pilgrims had in mind.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So, lovely day. Then on the way, I was like, oh, I should probably go and see my sister in hospital because I'm...
She's still in hospital.
So I get there. It's probably been 2-3 hours she's been there now. And at this point, and just all be careful here, okay? She's had a diazepam suppository. Okay?
Yeah, I'm good with
you
that.
You good?
And that's like What does it do to you, that?
Essentially, when I got to the hospital, because she can't sit down because her back's forked. When I got to the hospital, she was like this.
Wait, for the audio listeners, I'll describe it. She's... Joe's leaning up against the wall, collapsed. Is she still standing?
Still standing like that.
Just... What's keeping her upright?
I don't even know.
Determination.
Probably the sort of... The firm rod of diazepam that's going through her entire torso. But yeah, she was goosed. But then we sat with her for a bit. That was nice. Got to see some of the people who, you know, from the
hospitals are mad, aren't they?
Hospitals are horrible. And because I've got a bit of an illness that I have to go to hospital for sometimes.
Yeah.
I have terrible anxiety in hospitals. I hate it. I'm sure everyone does at the best of times. But then she had to, my sister had to go in, have some examinations, make sure she wasn't paralysed, et cetera, et cetera. She's not. All good. Not all good. Maybe surgery. Don't worry about that. Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what everyone had in mind.
Hey, you couldn't have texted me. I would have been an hour away. I'd been there rapid.
I tell you what, though. I brought up my mum's pumpkin pie last time. 9 out of 10 club didn't get in, unfortunately.
That was upsetting. That was
however, easy. She's up to game again this year.
Really?
The pumpkin pie cheesecake. So it's the pumpkin pie mix.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got whatever, cheese, whatever. Then the biscuit base with a little cinnamon in there, the butter. Baked cheesecake as well, New York style.
New York
style. Absolutely sensational bit of kit. So thank you to my mum for putting on a wonderful spread.
Thank you.
Well, as always.
We'll get there one day, Ethan. We'll get an invite one day.
Oh, yes.
We're two greedy boys.
And we should gobble
down them baguettes.
Yeah, gobble them down.
Speaking of food, Becky's been listening to an audiobook.
Yeah.
And shut up, Ethan. And the audiobook is about sort of foods that we eat, and I told you a little bit about this. I think it was during our Halloween live show, and it was about it's like eating clean and eating normal and not having additives or not having chemicals that make up a lot of our food and not having this, that, or the other. And she's very now strict on what she eats.
Oh, no.
Which means now I'm a little bit strict on what I eat because it's the only thing we've got in the house. So say for example the humble loaf of bread. No longer does she want to buy bread.
No.
Because she's read that there's lots of chemicals in there. She wants to make her own.
Okay.
Yesterday, she was whipping up mayonnaise. Because apparently...
That's too much,
Heinz
isn't it?
I'm saying this to her. And we're only allowed very whole foods. That's the vibe. Whole foods.
So what do non-whole foods do to you?
Oh, apparently...
It's just cancer, isn't it? It's always cancer.
It's always cancer. And apparently they never really fill you for long. That's why you can feel shit with yourself. And if you wake up in the morning and you have like a bowl of cereal, you have something like like a whole grain bar or something like that, and there's all sorts in there, it doesn't get you ready for the day. You know, you need to be having like eggs and, well, just eggs really. That's what I've heard. And you need to be eating just like meat or fish and nothing like...
Always olive oil, I bet. So much olive oil.
Olive oil. Nothing that's got crazy like... chemicals in it. And that is the journey that we want to take. However, Becky doesn't eat meat at home. She'll eat meat out. So
she'll eat you out. Sorry, what did you say?
Fingers crossed. That'd be my Thanksgiving. I don't know what that means.
No.
I, so far in her whole food adventure,
right,
she's made the biggest loaf of bread I've ever seen because you got the ingredients
just
on.
Filled the entire... It was the exact shape of the oven. It pressed against all the walls.
Yeah.
Came out the full size of the oven, didn't it?
Yeah. Because I said, all right, I'll let you take over. She's got the
shopping. So are you normally the foodie boy now?
I'm normally the foodie boy.
Okay.
Because all she... So I'm not too fussed about these vegan alternatives, you know. Like, they're all right.
Yeah, they're okay.
Chicken and the fig chicken and the sausages, but Christ, they're the devil when it comes to chemicals.
Are they?
Oh.
It makes sense, that, I suppose. Yeah.
All sorts in there. You actually turn over a packet of like fake chicken and read what's in it. Like, obviously, it tastes nice, but Christ.
It just unrolls like a great scroll, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like something from the Library of Alexandria. You open it and just... the amount of times the word sulfate is used,
yeah.
I mean, you get a migraine just looking at it.
It's true. What she's been in charge. Joe, she's made...
Go on, then.
The largest bread loaf I've ever seen in my life.
What was it made in? What was it constructed? The bath. Is it true that it was made in the bath?
It wasn't made in the... Underneath? It was made... It filled the oven.
Yeah.
And she's made mayonnaise.
Ugh.
And that's all she's...
So what are you having for breakfast? Fried egg on, mayo on, bread?
I'm saying to her, guess what? Oh, yeah, that's another good thing, which I'm very pleased about.
Go on.
The biggest thing in the diet change that I loved, when she's told me this, I ran around the block. In happiness.
Cheese.
Tops off. Loved it. Cheese is in. say goodbye, my friend, to your shit olive spreads, because pure butter is on the menu.
Yes,
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold. Oh, your Lurpax, your Norpax, your Danpax.
No, she loves Kerrygold, that's it. So she lets me have Kerrygold now. So basically, I'm having bread and butter. So you'll see the weight drop.
This is the thing with Joe, is his new health kick is all the bread and butter he can eat. Yeah, yeah. That's how you lose weight.
And it's got
that's
the thumbs up from the missus.
That's
so
how you feel good about yourself, isn't it? Because all these vegetables, they spray them with this, that, and the other. Whereas you can't spray a cow. I mean, you can. That's what they used to just be pink. That's why they're white and black now. Because they sprayed so many pesticides on them, they basically turned into a Rorschach test. But butter, so you'll just eat. I saw you eating you put a stick in it, in a whole thing of butter, you froze it, and you're having it like a mini milk.
We still need to get the carnivore guy on. Carnivore Cam. We've been messaging him on Instagram. We need to find a day to get him in. He loves chunks of butter.
How do you get to that point? Because it is one of the, it makes me feel so squeamish when I've got just plain butter in my mouth without a bread or a, you know, whatever to wrap around it.
I don't know, but he looks well.
How much bread and butter are you currently eating a week?
The thing is, before this whole food revolution, I swear I didn't really eat bread and butter. No, it sounds like
I don't really eat bread and butter.
But now, that's all we've got, Joe.
Do you not have veg? Is vegetables not okay?
Vegetables, yeah.
Sorry, what?
I made a... Say that
vegetables.
Word.
Vegetables.
Vegetables. Vegetables. I made an unbelievable soup the other day.
What was it? Just bread.
Bread soup.
Bread water
sauce.
And butter. You essentially made a bread sauce.
A bread and butter pudding. That's all I can have for dinner. All I'm eating is bread.
Yeah.
So if
spotted
anyone thinks
dick.
What? That's even. I made a beautiful soup. Soups are good, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I tried putting one in the 9 out of 10 club last week, and you didn't put it in. So you tell me if soups are good.
That's more of a broth, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Also, soups are good, but I tried to put in Heinz tomato soup in once.
Look at the chemicals on that.
I know. Anyway.
So what was in your soup?
Onions.
Yeah.
Chili. Broccoli.
Right.
Tomatoes.
Right.
Salt, pepper. Tomatoes.
Tomato
delicious.
And broccoli soup?
Yeah. Wow. Do you know what? Here's the thing with soup. If you just cook anything for a while and make sure there's an onion in there, it tastes nice.
Yeah, that is really just is. That's pretty much the rule with all food.
Yeah.
Put an onion in it and don't undercook it.
Yeah.
And it will be passable, if not great.
Can I have garlic?
You can.
Yeah.
What's up?
There won't be much of me left by Christmas, will there?
I know. I'm worried about you.
You know, you're unbelievable.
You're having 2 or 3 kilos of bread and butter a day. What's going to be left?
Ethan, what's your diet saying at the minute? Are you still on some sort of mad boiled veg hype?
Oh, well, that's a good question, actually. I have started a new diet, but it's only like 3 days in. So at the local Tesco Express, where I've done my shopping for the last year and a half, they've brought in these new vegetable salad things in the... I know you don't like it, Joe, but it's the 3 for 2 section. So what I would do is, because these vegetable dishes cost £4.50 each.
Yeah.
So I get 3 of them, so that becomes £3 each.
Nice.
And the ones I get are the Mediterranean vegetable one, which is a bit of potato, bit of pepper, bit of lentils.
Okay.
And then onion. And then the other one is a beetroot one.
What's
and I must say, my piss has been purple for the last 3 days.
Oh, that's good. And that's even off the beetroot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's permanently stained it.
Well, I've not had beetroot for 3 days, so I thought it would have stopped by now.
You would think so, wouldn't you? We've all been tricked by that before, haven't we?
I'm stunned, so I can't picture these vegetable dishes.
Oh, so
is it because you've now gone so long with only eating bread and butter that this is really sad? This is what happens. This man here, let's just cut to Joe. This man you're looking at now literally can't picture a vegetable. And he's just said that. That is a man who is crying out of a hell.
No, I don't know what you're having for tea.
Yeah, the thing is, he's just described it. So if you can't... Are you okay?
I am okay, I think so. Is this a microwavable dish?
No.
What is it?
You put it in the oven.
You can put it in the oven, though.
Put it in the... Hold on.
You can microwave them, though, as well, if you wanted to, could you?
Yeah.
Is it a metal dish?
It's a metal dish that you can't... It'll probably cause an explosion. They've got some goat's cheese or feta cheese in each one.
Feta.
And I've been having that. And what I'd get alongside it is a packet Oh. A packet of beef jerky.
This is horrible, isn't it?
What are you talking about? This is horrible now.
You
know they're sat eating beetroot and goat cheese.
Beetroot and beef jerky is literally one of the meals that, like, primitive man would have eaten, isn't it?
What? And you're just eating raw beef jerky? Like that.
So I'd eat the vegetables first, and then I'd get on the beef jerky to get a bit of protein
get on
in.
It. Get on it. What are you standing on about?
Do you like beef jerky?
It makes him taller.
Beef jerky's so expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just shit.
It's 180 for the packet.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but I bet it's small.
Oh, yeah, it's small, but it's got a bit of protein. So I've had that for the last 3 days.
So your meals at night are £4.80 a meal? £3 for the thing.
Yeah.
£1.80 for... I feel like you can do that.
Well, sometimes I forget the beef jerky.
So sometimes you'll just... You'll
you
just
don't eat it for 3 days.
I forgot the beef jerky.
You'll just eat a pot of beetroot for dinner and then go to bed.
And I don't even put it on the plate because there's no point in cleaning the plate. You can just eat it from the metal dish I found.
And you just have a pot of beetroot?
Well, it's got some, like, goat's cheese, lentils,
this is like the
pepper, onion in there.
Pepper. This is like the dinner of a meerkat, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what meerkats eat for dinner.
Do you like... Oh, that's another thing that we're going to bring up now. Do you like dessert, Ethan?
I do like dessert, but I never eat it.
Yeah. You can't have dessert, surely, on your new diet.
There's one thing we can have.
Let me have a think. So it's got to be raw. Obviously, you can have bread and butter pudding, we've said
cheesecake. It's cheese.
You can't have digestive biscuits anymore, can I?
Come on,
you can have the Basque style cheesecake. Do you know the one where some reason it's better because there's none of the best bit, which is the base?
Yeah, that's taking off. It's not like a little trend now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all over Instagram, that.
Fuck off.
Peeling out a big block of cheese with no base on it.
Shit. Yeah. I can have dark chocolate, but really high percentage of it.
Oh, I had the other day 98% dark chocolate.
That's not food.
Foul.
That isn't food, though, is it? 98%. That's just eating, like, cement. That's just the raw ingredient. That's just an ashtray, isn't it?
Horrible.
It's awful. Dark chocolate.
I like 70%. Up to 70, I like.
Yeah.
Anything north of that, you're just eating something that can be used to make roads. Bitumen and that, isn't it? Is it?
What? Bitumen.
Bitumen. It's a sort of, like, a kind of... an oil sludge type device. Essentially.
Sludge type device. Yeah. I love that. So that's my week. Ethan, what have you been up to, mate?
Oh, what have I been up to? I realised... Oh, yes, sorry. I just looked at myself there. And I realised... Have you realised anything different about me?
New glasses?
Yeah.
Yes, I got new glasses of the exact same ones from before. But they're
How are we supposed to recognise that?
I got it.
Yeah, but I suppose you took a good guess.
Mm. Very good guess.
He's got the exact same glasses on that he had before, so what?
But you can tell he's got the confidence of a man that isn't worried about his glasses breaking every 2 seconds now. Don't he? You can see that from here. Look at the confidence of the boy.
All you've done since the last time we spoke, Ethan, is got a new pair of glasses.
I've got another pair as well.
Did you have to get your eye test sorted? God.
Yes, the whole thing, the whole ordeal, new glasses and the eye test, £140.
That's what you get for smacking yourself in the face, isn't it? What are the other glasses like?
I got these ones, but with more of a squared frame and slightly different arms on the glasses.
So different ones, different glasses then?
Yep.
These ones, but all of the parts are different. So not these ones.
I'd probably agree with that. Maybe the frame are a slightly similar colour.
Lovely.
Right. Sounds great. That's it. We do a podcast where we talk about our weeks.
Yeah.
You've bought glasses and they're exactly the same as the last ones you bought.
Yep. Yep. I guess this is just the way it is now.
With what?
With what?
Just with what I'm up to in that. I'm trying to think. I wish I could give you something else.
Are you feeling okay at the moment?
Oh, yeah. It was fine. I told you about Newcastle, how I got stuck there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been to work.
Got stuck there as well.
Yeah, I got stuck there for quite a lot.
What about the house? The flat, sorry.
What about the flat?
You just living there? Yeah,
Still living. Still, just living there. Living in the flats.
Should we have some food?
Yes. Oh, well, but quickly, can I ask people? There's been a lot of questions about Agony Bants coming back.
Yeah.
So let's get those bad boys in.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Joe.
My name's Joe.
Hi, my name is Joe.
And we're here to solve your problems, but we need them first. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Please get them in, and we'll try to make sure that everyone has their issues solved.
We will fix it for you. Perfect. It is now time for the 9 out of 10 Club, the club where we bring foods to the table and try to convince the others that it is worthy of being in the most exclusive club in the culinary world. This is the 9 out of 10 Club, and this week it's Joe McGrath's turn to bring in his food and try and convince us. We're not naysayers, but we'll need a little convincing, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Now, this is a dish that I brought in from a brilliant establishment that came into my life about 4 or 5 years ago. And I, what are you laughing at? And I'm surprised.
Why are you saying it like it's psoriasis or something?
I'm
this is an establishment that I have been dealing with for the last 4 or 5 years. I deal with it every single day.
I'm surprised it's taken me so long to bring something from this place to the wonderful 9 out of 10 Club for not just my respect, but yours.
I'm so excited.
You have probably been here. I don't know if Ethan would have been here before.
Wow. Is it a library?
The restaurant. Is it the fucking sex clinic? The restaurant.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I have chosen is Dishoom. Now, Ethan, have you ever been to Dishoom?
Oh, it's posh Indian!
Oh, no,
It's so posh!
I've not been before, but it does sound exciting based on Drew's reaction.
Now, Dishoom is a phenomenal restaurant. Phenomenal restaurant. And I absolutely love it. It is posh.
There's I didn't know we're allowed to go this posh.
There's about... It's not that posh.
This must have cost £600
no,
for this.
£8 for this dish that I'm bringing now.
Oh, is it shit then?
I think this is the best dish, one of the best dishes on their menu. Others would say, and it's not, and I'm going to ruin your day here today, because there's two dishes I could have picked.
Okay.
I wanted a bit of meat in my life, so I've not chosen the lentil dal, which I think is great. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I've chosen the chili chicken.
Ooh!
Because I wanted this all to myself. I bought us one each.
Bloody hell.
So, you're talking... Let me just crack
read the top of it. Chili chicken.
Wait. Is it a curry? Is it not a curry?
No, it's not a curry.
What is it?
It's their starter.
I don't think I've had this.
It's phenomenal.
So in the box, we've got a little tubby here filled with spring onions and coriander. No.
There you go.
We've got a little box full of spring onions.
Yeah, what else have we got?
I've never had this.
You've never had it?
So we've got a bag here, and within which, and Ethan will cut to the camera in a second so we can see a nice close-up, within which
is essentially
a fried chicken, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've also got a little gravy, if cut to my single.
No, you
got
to pour all the gravy all over it,
so
please.
So that is what it looks like. Chicken balls. It looks absolutely amazing. I'm not going to
pour all the sauce all over it. Do not mess about.
I'm not going to do that.
What do you mean? No, it's not for dipping.
It's not for dipping.
No, because when you go to the restaurant, you get it all in, the sauce.
Okay.
And you pour it all like that.
All of it seems too much.
To be fair, they've been very, very kind here.
Being very liberal. So, I'm going to dose it. I'm going to absolutely batter it full of that.
Right. Shut the front door.
It looks great. It smells great. It's kept its crisposity.
Yeah.
Which is something we always
Even though we did
get
the driver outside for a while. Apologies about that.
Yeah, sorry, Mohammed. But does it taste good? Now, what I'm not going to do, because we are... I honestly think of us as one of the sort of high watermarks of culinary class.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let the fact that I think Dishoom is a great restaurant sway me into giving this a 9 out of 10 if it isn't.
Right.
I'm going to go in for a bite now.
I love the crispy chicken. I love the sauce on the side. It's got fresh coriander and onions in it. When you get it, it's all in a big pot. And that sauce just... It isn't too spicy, but it slowly builds. And it's so salty and lovely. And with the little lime on the top, you are in heaven. This is a starter, by the way. You sort of get it on the side, and I think it's phenomenal. What's up? Ethan, have you eaten it?
Oh, no. I'm just getting my sauce and that out.
You have a go, Ethan.
Do you know when you go on an aeroplane and you get plain food?
It's always confident.
I meant, the presentation and the wee little box and that.
It's the best plain food I've ever had.
Oh, no. No. Have I let Dishoom down?
It might be the worst thing I've had from Dishoom.
What? I think that's a phenomenal dish.
I hate to say it. I think it's the worst thing I've had from Dishoom, though.
No.
I think it might be. Ethan. It doesn't taste like Indian food.
What do you mean?
It's like chicken and... I don't know what this sauce is.
It's a sweet chilli sauce. Like it's a spicy chilli sauce.
It's like a sort of gravy.
Yeah. God, Lord, Ethan, you need, I need your help.
I can't believe it. I feel... I'm gutted. I don't know what to do. More coriander, is that going to do it?
Well, the whole thing, you should pour the whole thing there. Ethan, so talk good. To me.
I'm going to go in again.
This is the most Drew McGrath thing, to go to an Indian and bring something that resembles a KFC.
Oh, God. But have you tried it, Ethan?
Oh, yes, I've tried
it. If I closed my eyes, I wouldn't know that was Indian food. It tastes like slightly above average fried chicken. And I hate to say it, Joe, you know I do. This isn't a you thing, I'm really sorry.
I really like it.
It's mouth.
Because all you eat is fried chicken and that. I can see why you like it.
It's nice.
I'm stunned.
The batter is crispy.
The chicken is lovely. Saucy,
the chicken
great.
is okay. It's not particularly moist. It's nice. But I'm wanting a cardamom, a star anise, a coriander seed. So
a coriander cumin. Seed, you've got fucking coriander there.
Yeah, it's not the same, is it? A fenugreek, if I may be so bold. And I'm not getting it. If you close your eyes and eat that, Joe, be honest with me.
It's delicious.
Would you know it's Indian food? I know it doesn't have to be Indian food to get
it. What do you mean? It's not. Is it Indian club?
No.
How
long would that club last?
No, not long. That's not the game we're playing here. Oh, I don't even think this is from an Indian. That's not the game we're playing.
I need to taste this gravy.
I think it's phenomenal. What? You don't like it, Ethan?
It's all right. You brought a posh KFC, I mean. That's what you've done. You brought a posh KFC. Gives me KFC gravy vibes, but it's got a bit of spice in it. The chicken's nice. It's not exciting. It's solid. But if we're going back to the, is it the Indian club? I would say it was.
Well, Dishoom's like Iranian as well. It's Indian and Iranian.
Yeah. And I love Dishoom. And I hate this. Because I can see, look, the Joe and your... No, the rest of the podcast is ruined. Because Joe's lost his joy.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know.
Joe, I'm really sorry.
If this distance is too much now. Sweet potato fries getting slated last episode. Now the chili chicken not even getting the applaudits it's deserved.
Mm.
Have you two had a meeting about this to cause a bit of controversy? Like, have you two said, oh, let's just really wind Joe up here? Because if you have...
He's heard rumours of the G2 summit, hasn't he?
It's not fair, Ethan.
Me and Ethan do sometimes meet up separately without you. That, to me, is a 7 out of 10 dish. And I know for a fact that Dishoom do multiple 9 out of 10s. Their chicken thighs are off the chain good. The lamb chops are fantastic. What's the chicken they do? It's called like a gunpowder chicken or something. The curry. Fantastic.
Shambles.
How are you feeling?
Awful.
Do you feel really bad?
I feel really bad.
This is the first time I've seen you like this.
I always look forward to it.
Do you?
Because you get you sit down, you get your lamb, you get your chilli.
Yeah.
So you've got very salty lamb chops, and then you get this nice little heat from the fried chicken. Sad, isn't it?
So for me...
For me, it's 9 out of 10 for me.
For me, I can't. It's good, but it's not great. And the next time I go into Shoom, I won't be ordering it. And I'm really sorry to say that, Joe. And this is the last thing. I hate seeing this look on your face. It's like stealing candy from a baby, isn't it?
Stealing fried chicken from Joe.
Ethan.
Well, to go back to your comments, McGrath, about if there's been any meetings or whatever, there hasn't. But I must say, I received an email, or we received an email from Adam on Bonfire Night. He said, "Hello, Ethan and Joes. I feel like we've drifted away from the 9 out of 10 club core values. On its inception, we had some fantastic, affordable, ubiquitous and varied entries. Not all of them got in, of course, we all remember Stroopgate, but the focus seems to have shifted to the greasy foodstuffs of various seedy Manchester scran outlets who lure McGrath into compromising independence.
You bring some in as well.
No, I would never do that.
No more, he demands. He then suggests an item which I think I'll have to bring in next week to see if Adam can bring us back on course.
So are we saying this is our sort of cultural
turning point?
Our cultural nadir?
This is Shuma's brought us to our knees.
Maybe what we needed was the kind of high society, upper middle class de Shuma to really hit the reset button on the 9 out of 10 club. Maybe, Joe, actually, instead of saying fuck you, which is what I want to say, I should be saying thank you.
Nah, fuck you, I think.
Stuff in your fucking face.
Right, that is going to be all from us. We'll get into that. Who is that again who read that?
Adam.
Next week, it's your 9 out of 10 club. A cultural reset is on the way. Sorry, Joe. Sorry, Dishoom do some great things.
Can I have yours then?
No, I'm going to finish it. It's a 7 out of 10. I like it. I just don't love it.
Ethan, I'll have yours then.
Yeah, good. 6 out of 10.
Fuck off.
That's going to be all from us. Hit subscribe if you haven't before. And also, SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com if you want to send in your 9 out of 10 club suggestions, your agony bants, if you want us to answer your questions, your queries, your quarrels, get them into SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Also, over on the Patreon, if you come this far in the show, I think you like us enough to join the Patreon. So join the Patreon. Again, the link is in the description. Patreon.com/SloppyJoesPodcast. I've been Joe. That has been Joe. That has been Ethan. Bye! Wave, Ethan.
Oh, bye!